We are now joined by our second place finisher, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Precision Tank Chevrolet. Justin, you almost had it. It was a crazy finish. Can you just kind of walk us through those last few laps?
Yeah, I mean, I think the restart before the last one, Kyle and I both had great restarts, and we were able to get to the outside and get the lead, and that was a great restart for us. I mean, we'd been okay all day, but we weren't great. But we put ourselves in position and was able to get the lead there, and then on the final restart, unfortunately, just got picked up down the front straightaway, and then all the way down the back straightaway, and then Christopher drove into me and tried to put me in the wall coming off of 4. And it's disappointing because we raced so well here in the spring. We raced side by side for a long time, and we've raced our entire careers. I mean, we grew up racing dirt together, and have raced really well. And it's just disappointing to be in that position, especially when you think you know how somebody's going to race you. But it's unfortunate that's Iowa, and he definitely had the best car. I mean, no questions asked. He had the best car, but we did what we needed to do and had the restart we needed and put ourselves in position to put our Precision Tank Camaro in victory lane, and that's all you can ask for here at Iowa.
We are also joined now by the third place finisher, Kyle Benjamin, driver of the number 18 Toyota Services Center and Mobile One Toyota. Can you walk us through as well your recollection of those last few laps?
So I had a really good start right there at the end and got a good push from the 42 at the line to get inside of Brandon and make it 3 wide right there. And I almost had it wowed up for a good cut, for a good late exit. And 42 locked up my back bumper and nailed me in the center and just killed what I had for an exit and just lost the front end. If I could have gotten it slowed down and made that turn, it would have been great. So that overall killed us. And I just want to thank the guys though, for giving me such a fast car and what a great opportunity. And just want to thank Toyota as well.
All right. We'll go ahead and open up the floor to any questions. We'll start right up front with Sharon.
Kyle, I talked to Daniel Hemrick on pit road after the race, and he apologized for the incident that took place. His car slid up. What's your reaction to what happened in that regard?
Well, he went down to block me. I had a great run. I was inside of him. He did the he races me dirty from time to time, and I had a great run, got inside of him, and he raced me all the way to the yellow line on the inside of the track. He went in so low that he just got tight, then pushed up into Brandon.
All right. Do we have any other questions? Go right away.
Justin, I thought I heard on your radio during the red flag that you said Christopher had put you in the wall before that. Did that kind of affect how your car drove on the restart?
No, I mean, just, when we went 4 wide there, I don't think anybody expected to be 4 wide, to be honest with you. And we just ran out of room, and he was trying to block and just, thought he had me blocked, and unfortunately we were already out there and almost completely side by side and got put in the fence. But I mean, the little bit of damage that we had there really didn't make a big difference as far as how the performance of the last few laps were.
Go up here to Brian.
Brian Eberle, Motorsports Tribune. Kyle, obviously this is your last scheduled race, so kind of what's your outlook? What are you going to do going forward in these next months?
I don't really have anything lined up right now. Just hopefully that was enough. I did what I wanted to do, go out and have a strong run. I was hoping for a win. But hopefully that's enough to carry me into next season or maybe get something at the end of this season. But as of right now, I don't have anything.
And I spent a little bit of time yesterday with the Hattori guys that were over here from Japan. What was your interaction with them and your impression of that program?
That was a really cool program. It was a Toyota Technical College down here helping us out. I didn't speak a word of Japanese, but I feel like I might have picked up on a little bit there at the end of that deal. It was really cool, though, to see what they thought of NASCAR. They have a really different understanding of racing. We're there for them, and I think they really liked it. They were all very happy, and it was just a really cool experience for me and them.
I'm going to go right back here.
Hey, Justin, Chad Leistico, Des Moines Register. Was there, as you look back, was there anything you could have done differently on that final restart, or were you just kind of helpless there?
Yeah, I think we just kind of helpless in that moment. We did everything we could do. I think that's the most important part. We did everything we can do. And as frustrated as I am, we still came here. We had a first and a second. And I hope the fans enjoyed the race today because, I mean, at the end there, the last few restarts, I mean, the 4 wide, the battling for the win. I mean, obviously, you can't ask for a better race than what we saw at the end of the race here. I mean, I'm disappointed because I came out on the losing end of it, but you know, from the outside view looking in, I mean, it was insanely good racing. I mean, there was some laps there in the middle where we kind of all got strung out, and you know, we were kind of all fighting something different. I think that was probably the craziest part for me, was everybody was kind of fighting something different. But at the end there, with everybody being bunched up, it was just a fantastic race. You know, but like I said, I knew where my strengths were, and I knew where my weaknesses were. The only thing that maybe I could have done was check up the middle a little bit on the restart. I got a really good run into turn one. If I'd have checked up and gotten a little bit straighter off of two, maybe wouldn't have been quite so free off the corner. But, you know, that's coulda, woulda, shoulda, right?